Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
In my 27 years as a Victorian policewoman, I investigated everything from a stolen bicycle to a stolen life. Policing taught me a lot about human nature, which I explore in my podcasts with a variety of fascinating guests discussing the human side and impact of crime, not only on their lives, but mine as well. My podcasts are not suitable for children and some adults for that matter. If you find yourself affected by my subject matter, please contact Lifeline or any other support, service or person that you feel comfortable with. My guests provide their recollection of an event or incident, sharing their thoughts and their emotions, but it's theirs and not everyone will agree with them. I understand that and I hope you do too. Thank you.
Because as we know, it doesn't get any worse. So this isn't going to make it worse. And there's every chance it's going to help start to help you get better.
Today's podcast is the last in a group of podcasts I've recorded where we've discussed a fairly new technique in treating PTSI, post-traumatic stress injury, which is NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. I first spoke with Rob Blizzard, a former Victorian policeman, having served 33 years, 23 of which he spent as a detective, before walking out the door. A dedicated but damaged detective who knew after being involved in Bourke Street that he was finished and too damaged to return to a job that he'd loved. Rob Blizzard initially went down the traditional path of CBT treatment, cognitive behaviour therapy, to help deal with his demons, but then he discovered NLP, which was a perfect fit for him. Such a perfect fit, he became a master NLP practitioner and master conscious hypnosis practitioner himself. And through that process, he met Costa Nicolaitis, a registered psychologist and fellow NLP master practitioner who's worked in the field of mental health for 29 years, working with everything from depression to schizophrenia and specialising in complex trauma, PTS, post-traumatic stress, and personality disorders. Costa conducted an NLP trial with the assistance from our previous guest, Rob, where three former Victorian police members and seven volunteers from the armed forces and the prison system agreed to take part in that trial. And Costa gave us an insight into what happened during that trial. And some of it was phenomenal and very unexpected from Costa. Today's guest, Neil Smith, was one of those volunteers, a Victoria Police veteran who shares with us the amazing results of his sessions with Costa. Just a warning, though, that Neil does talk about some of the many distressing incidents which eventually caught up with him, as it does so many of us, and one of them was regarding the sudden death of a small baby. So just a warning to keep that in mind. But the results of his NLP sessions with Costa are amazing, and it's certainly worth a try if nothing else is working for you or somebody close to you. So, look, thanks. Have a great week and enjoy Neil and my little chat in the lovely Token Wall. All right, thank you. Have a great week. Bye. Thanks for taking the time to join us today, Neil. Your agreement to be part of the trial is of great benefit to not only yourself, I know, but to so many others, particularly for those in the future who are trying to deal with their trauma or traumas. It'll give Robin Costa so much information to work on, which will in turn continue to help and assist others who may not be improving or managing as well as they'd hoped with other treatments that they'd sought. So I also like to say thanks from the families of those who are struggling too, because it isn't easy for them to watch someone they love suffering, which I'm sure you'd agree with.
Totally.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. So just to set the scene for today, I've come up to Tokemwal and I'm at the Tokemwal Tourist Park and I'm with Neil Smith. Now, Neil says Smith is his last name.
I can assure you it is.
Yeah, sure. But, yeah, Neil is in a beautiful part of the world and I knew Neil, without even being introduced to him, because as I drove into the tourist park, there's this big burly man around the pool, and I thought to myself, you know what, that'll be Neil. Well, guess what? It is. So what brought you to the Tokemwal Tourist Park?
Well, we were in Agnes Water. We were at Airlie Beach before that for four years.
Nice part of the world.
Beautiful part. It's a trap. It's a trap. We were there for the cyclone.
Oh, yeah.
So yep. that was different.
Yep.
But then we managed a place in Agnes Water, which is just heaven.
Yeah.
We're only 200 metres off the surf beach there. Yeah. It's the last surf beach before the reef starts.
Okay. Oh, beautiful.
Oh, sensational fishing, great beach.
Mm.
But then you just realise you're too far from home. It was a five, 6 hour drive to Brisbane and then a 3 hour flight to Melbourne.
Yeah. So you've obviously got family in Melbourne?
Ballarat.
Okay.
Same
yeah.
as Pat.
Yep.
Ballarat.
Yep.
And her mum was sick and was dying and we had to do a rush trip back and that's when we realised it was so far away.
Yeah.
So we've owned a unit in Toke for probably 7 years now.
Mm.
So we thought, oh, we'll come live back here.
Mm.
And I'd get my old job back as a cameraman with TRP, which do all the production for racing.com.
Okay, yep.
And they were happy to have me back. And then Pat planned to pick up a couple of days of work just in motels doing what we were doing. But she ended up getting the job here managing. So here we are.
Yeah. There's a lot of beautiful places in the world. But Toke, a local, and it's Toke. It's not Tokemwal.
It is Toke.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. But so why Toke? What brought you to actually Toke?
Originally, Pat's sister and brother-in-law, they had a restaurant in Bendigo.
Yep.
And started to lease one here.
Yep.
And before they got to open that, before the one in Bendigo sold.
Yep.
There was a residence, so we were coming up here on days off.
Okay, yeah.
And thought, geez, it's a nice place. And Pat was selling real estate at the time.
Yeah.
And got a real estate book and, of course, to drag me around to houses that I wasn't interested in because we were buying a place in Bendigo.
Yeah, yeah.
And she had all these wonderful ideas and she said, well, no, we'll just use what we've paid off this to buy. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You know, you just can't win, so you just go along with it.
But look what happened.
Anyway, we
Pat knew.
Buying a unit here 7 years ago, and in that time prices of here have probably, because of COVID, prices here have trebled.
Mm. I can see why.
A lot of retired people from Melbourne and Victoria are now selling up, and it's levelled out a bit price-wise, but, they're still moving in. The out the back, there's estates of 40 lots, acre blocks out near the airport, and they're all sold. They're just waiting for houses to be built.
Yeah. I can't say I blame after COVID. We sort of escaped COVID a little bit from living in the country, but, the city people, they've just had enough.
We had the army from Canberra and police out of Sydney manning the border, and a few of them bought houses here as rentals and then with the sole intention of coming here to live.
Mm. Mm. Yeah.
Well, the poor old sergeant, he got asked by a young policewoman when he planned on retiring. Because she wanted his job.
I can't say I'm blaming her.
Oh, Jones, he said, no, no, listen, I've got 10 years now, and you had to
I was saying to Neil as I drove in, the birds here remind me of home. The corellas. And you have the same issue here. So it makes – sorry, but it makes me feel good that we're not the only ones that are suffering.
Me and a mate went fishing there before Christmas, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning. We were the only two on the river and couldn't hear each other talking in the boat because of the bloody birds.
And then I know they're a protected species, but – they actually eat our hoses.
Everything.
They eat wire. They are.
I know.
They eat everything. Yes, that's I understand. Horrible. Anyway, let's get on to today because we could be here forever. Now, Neil.
We'll get a couple of beers.
It's a bit early for that, isn't it? Oh, well, 11:30. That old line. So you're a policeman for how long, Neil?
30 and a half years or something.
Yeah. And what happened? Why aren't you a policeman now?
I went off on the mandatory 2 year sick leave that we all go off on when we get what I thought was depression, but probably now PTSD.
Yeah.
So did the 2 years and didn't go back.
And so what can you tell us a bit about the build up to you leaving after 30 something years?
I worked in Hopetoun and Womerling. Probably the last 15 or 16 years of that, and very small Mallee communities. So every incident actually affects you. You mightn't think of it at the time. 99% of the deaths you go to are people you know. You know the families. And it's just a build-up over time, basically.
Yeah. And
you end up going to funerals.
Yeah. True.
You know, one of the kids I went to, he's picked him up off the side of the road. His car was turned over in a paddock. I'd had a beer with him that afternoon before that.
It's hard to just sort of put that, well, it's impossible, isn't it, to put that behind you.
Go down to his parents to a K down the road and have to tell him he's not coming home.
You only have to do one of them, don't you? But obviously being where you were, you did a lot of
you
that.
You do, and you know everyone.
Yeah. Prior to, and I understand that because I worked at Kai, and I know the boys at Kai, any time that there was an accident, they would drop everything and literally run out the door. And sometimes I'd think, hang on a sec, boys. But they just... It was like one of their family members. And I mean, they didn't know, but that's how much they wanted to get there and help and do what they had to do. And then most of the time, as you say, it was people they knew.
Yeah.
So before that, did you work in Melbourne or were you always?
In Melbourne. I was a bit of a stalwart at City Traffic and I ended up being upgraded as a sergeant there for 4 years before I came back up here.
Yeah.
Went to Hopetoun and Womerley.
Yeah, okay. And so tell us about your decline. Did you, I think we were talking before, it was both for us a bit of a slow burn. Would you agree?
A slow burn that you didn't realise, it's a fire you don't realise is burning.
It's
not the spark that starts the fire, it's the cracker in the fire that explodes. And there you are.
And can I ask what happened? And feel free to, gloss over it or tell me as much as you like.
Friends had a cot death, and as simple as that. And tipped me over the edge. And they were close family friends. It cost them their marriage, probably cost me mine. But. And I was lucky. The doctor that I initially dealt with was at the scene of that cot death.
So
that was a big help.
Yeah.
But, yeah, never went back from that day.
And I think I didn't realise it was a cot death.
Which is not violent. It's not.
No. But it's the saddest of, you know.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
I watched this lady through a pregnancy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's...
I had my knee reconstructed and she was pregnant. We had a lot to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, you... Yeah. I think that's probably... I mean, there's a lot of bad jobs in the police force, but you're right. I think it's the sadness. It's, you'd never want anyone to go through it.
Right.
And so I think you were saying before that after that job, the one of the ladies there said, if you need to see me, Neil, the doctor, right, she said, if you need to see me, come and see me. But what is it that prompted you to think I'd better go and see her?
I couldn't even look at my uniform.
All right.
Couldn't look at my shirts.
Right. Okay.
The thought of answering another phone call just terrified me.
Right. Okay. That was the end.
That was it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Sorry. Let's move on. So you never went back, you said, after that day.
No.
Never set foot?
Well, at Warner Lane, you live next door to the police station.
Oh, God. You just can't get away from it.
Your house is there and you're on the same block. And literally I went away for 10 days. I went there to Rosebud or Rye to my auntie's place.
To try and clear your head?
Yeah. And I had to come back because I had 3-4 kids at that stage. Probably more. I've got 6. So... And these people had a domestic on me front.
Sorry, that's not even funny, but you just cannot get
away. Me front lawn.
Yeah.
I said to my wife at the time, I said, how's it all going? She said, oh, that bloody Andrew Osler was around there and had blew it on the front lawn with his. I said, what?
Yeah.
So I had to come home. And then he's come back probably the next day and said, oh, sorry. And I said, and I could feel the rage.
Yes, yes.
He's jumped the fence.
Yep.
And I thought, oh, geez, this isn't good. I'm not. Because I handle things better than that.
Yeah.
And he was terrified of me.
Yeah. Sounds like you were terrified of yourself.
When I went back inside and sat down, I was.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was lucky there was a door between us.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I get that because they say one of the signs with PTSD is anger.
Oh, big time.
Yeah. And I remember being almost uncontrollable, but not to that point. Like you could have probably easily killed him.
Bashed him.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And so that's when you thought, no.
Well, yeah. And there's a lot of the problem I had, and it's a problem that the country guys would understand at small stations, is your police house is your actual residence, home residence.
It's your house, your home.
And 2 steps away is the police station. So you're not out of that environment. And the psychologist used to say, this isn't...
It's not healthy.
It's not helpful.
No.
That every day you're looking out your window and there's your workplace that you're trying to get away from.
Yeah. I remember a policeman that I knew, he was at a one-manor and his wife... you know, obviously was there with the kids, and I always remember her telling me that she should have been paid as a policewoman herself because she became a counsellor. She got very frightened a couple of times because people had come and knock on the door, try and bang down the door, trying to talk to her when her husband's away. But you must have dealt with all that.
All that.
Nobody should
we had people sleep in the house. You know, travellers on the road who have got no idea. We're a young girl. She was bike riding from Geelong to Mildura, gets to Womerling, and she's still got 200 k's to go, and it's 7 o'clock at night.
No, yeah. Come in here. At least she's safe. Yeah.
And the gratitude.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that you can do, that you can provide people. And, you know, that's what I miss is, and I can see you still miss it, you know, but I do too. I miss that being able to help people like that because if you weren't there.
She sleeps on the park bench.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But those are the things that made our job just so rewarding. Worthwhile. Yeah. Oh, so rewarding. But then we pay a price, don't we?
You do pay.
Yeah. So tell us about the 2 years that you were off sick. Did you ever think, I'm going to go back?
No.
Okay. You knew you were cooked?
I knew I was cooked.
Yeah. Yeah.
And and it's no one's fault.
No.
But a mate of mine from A, and he was going through the same thing before I even got crook.
Mm.
And he used to tell me, he used to have to go to Melbourne at times for his appointments. And he said, you go down, that's fine. Come out of your appointment, that's fine. And then you got a 4.5 hour drive back to A.
Yes.
And
hello.
He said, isn't that?
Yep.
Boom. You might as well not have gone.
Yeah.
And the problem we've got in the remote areas, I was going to see a girl in Swan Hill. She was my psychologist, which is fantastic.
Mm.
But that's an hour and a half drive.
Mm.
And then work cover, in their infinite wisdom, said they weren't happy with her performance.
Mm.
So they've taken me from an hour and a half drive, which is comfortable, to Bendigo, which is 2.5 hours. So it's
yeah.
They don't take remoteness, I don't think, into a lot of account. Mm. They don't realise how remote some of the areas in Victoria are in regard to your treatment.
Mm. It's very that hits home to me because
The first time I had to go, because I did have a little mate of mine died two doors down the road.
Yeah.
He had that Wolf's White syndrome where your heart just gives out.
Okay, yep.
So when I did that, they rang me up and said, the bed bug passed away. And I thought, oh, fuck, another one I had a beer with that night. He just couldn't engage.
There's a message here, Neil. You don't have beers.
Yeah, with me.
Don't have a beer with Neil, everyone.
Anyway, but so I had to go to Mildura. And Mildura's fine. It's a two-hour drive.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
a lot of thinking time, isn't it?
It's all the thinking time coming home because everything's rehashed.
Yeah.
That's what the bloke from Oyen told me.
Yeah.
He said, you're right going there. Oh, I'll go to Melbourne and do a bit of shopping and get some things for the princess.
Yeah.
You come home and all of a sudden there's this void where you're by yourself for 4 hours in a car.
So true. Yeah.
And you're thinking about what you've talked about with the doctor.
Mm.
And how do you feel? Well, bloody worse than when I went to...
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, you're right. And I understand work cover with me. I felt the same. I thought the whole system needs revamping because the same with me, I had to go down 2.5 hours and they just kept sending me to psychiatrist after psychiatrist. I think they wanted a psychiatrist to say she's fine to go back.
The bloke actually went to him, Benny, he asked terrific.
Yep.
No, but he told me, he said, they do it because a certain percentage will drop out. They'll say, nah, stuff this, it's just too hard.
Yes.
So they're clearing a certain percentage off.
That's terrible.
Well, he said, that's his theory. He said, they just make it increasingly difficult. And he said, that one of the signs of PTSD, or one of the symptoms of PTSD, is you get your paperwork that you have to do.
Oh, every fortnight, I think it was.
And in the end, you throw it in the bin.
Yep.
So they're off the book.
Yep. Yeah, true.
They're off the book.
You've actually got to have quite a bit of strength, I think, mental strength, to get through that process.
Oh, you do.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I spent bloody 2 days in the county court witness box proving that I had PTSD.
Oh, that's terrible. I hope it's improved since then. So you were diagnosed with PTSD.
Yes.
And what sort of treatment did you have with your PTSD?
The girl, the lady at Swan Hill, but it was
cognitive behaviour therapy, CBT.
A good mate of mine, he did a lot of fencing work, a lot of farm work in Hopeton.
Yep.
So I went and worked with him part-time.
Yep.
And purely for his gratitude, of course.
Yeah.
and a couple of beers. Unfortunately, Dowie passed away 2 years ago.
Of course he would. Sorry, Dowie.
We had a good day. Was probably the best therapy I got because he was just an old bushy and did kilometres and kilometres of farming and drink a couple of long necks on the way home. We left the patchy pub one Friday night and he went to drive off the Hopeton Road, which is...
Yeah.
And I said, where are we going, Peter? And he said, oh, we better go along the railway line back to Hopeton. I said, well, what for? He said, well, we've had a few beers, the coppers. I said, he's sitting next to you. An idiot.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, dear. I said, God, struck me.
Ah, Dowie.
He was a legend.
Yeah.
He did me good.
Yeah.
Just out in the sunshine.
Yeah.
Physical work.
So with the psychiatrist that you were seeing, that was cognitive behaviour?
That's what she said. There's something you like.
Yeah.
I like doing.
Yep. Okay. And so I suppose... You've obviously gone on for quite a while, but then things weren't working, or how did you come to learn about NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming?
Well, God bless Facebook. I hate it, but...
Yeah, yep.
The police veteran site on Facebook, Rob Lezard, put up a post. They were looking for volunteers. So, and at the time I'd been sort of struggling. Again, you don't realise you're struggling until a few things are pointed out to you.
Yes, yep.
And
by the princess, no doubt.
Yes, by the princess. We sat down and had a good talk. And she said, you're not travelling well. I said, apparently not.
Did you think she had a point?
When she pointed out. But you don't, because your behaviour, it's not a sudden thing that changes.
No, it isn't. Well, not with me.
It's gradual.
Yeah.
And this was just being gradual. Probably haven't. Instead of a couple of beers, when at the end of the day you're sitting down drinking half a dozen.
And
she likes a drink, but
I'd
be sitting there, you know, having a hell of a time. And then other things, I'd just lose my temper at the drop of a hat over nothing.
Yeah.
And not necessarily with her, just with...
Just in general,
a
life.
A vehicle wouldn't work or something like that.
Yeah.
And, so I said, well, that's what might work, Pat, might be a...
Yeah.
So I went and saw, I rang them and arranged an appointment and suggested someone else on that site that they might be interested in seeing, and he'd already run them, which is good.
Okay, right. And so for the listeners, so Rob is the guy that I interviewed. We interviewed Costa after Rob, just to get the listeners. Yes. So Rob is the policeman that apparently I worked with at the Homies. I don't remember Rob. And then Rob left. He had a lot of issues. He got PTSD. And then he met Costa at a course.
At a course.
Yeah. And that's so that, and we heard from Costa last week.
That's when they turned up. And Costa. I don't know whether it's a hidden secret, but I don't think it is, because Costa's quite open about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And he suffers.
Yes, he said that. Yep. Yeah, yeah. I interrupted then.
Which got him into this therapy.
Yeah. And so tell us about, so Rob advertised or said they were looking for some
volunteers.
Okay. So did you think, what the fuck's NLP? Did you know about it?
No, never heard about it.
Right.
But I thought anything, because what I'd done up until then was helpful, but it wasn't, not that I don't know whether there's a cure for it, I think probably cure's the wrong word, but it wasn't a long-term fix.
Yes.
And if this was something that stopped you regressing, then it's worth giving it a go.
Yeah, yeah. Did you read up about it before?
Because I was totally in the dark when I went there.
Okay, it's probably, I think that's good.
I didn't even Google Costa's name.
Yeah.
Because I don't do that.
Yeah, yeah. But also I suppose the fact that a former policeman can say, you know, this is what we're trying.
Yes.
Can you, you know, we need some volunteers, as I said in my introduction.
And all I knew about Rob until I saw him and we recognised each other.
Yeah.
Was that he was a former policeman. I had no idea of his background in the job.
Yeah, yeah.
But if it's good enough for a bloke that's done what he's done 20 years to be involved, give it a go.
Yeah, yeah. And so tell us about the process. Tell us about it.
If you're going to do it, and I suggest anyone who's suffering that they do it, you've got to be open-minded.
Yes.
Totally open-minded.
Yes.
And for me, because we went and stayed in Seymour the night before. We had a few days off.
This is you and Pat? Yep.
So we went down, we stayed in Seymour, went there the next morning, and Costa's house is totally unpretentious. And you go out the back and it looks like a garage, and it's actually got it set up. It's not as a clinic. It's like a little movie studio.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Anyway, so he takes you in. But you've got to be totally open-minded.
Yes.
And the psychologist told me, one of the good one I went to, he said, unless something can be disproved, it's always possible.
Yeah. I love it. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And that has always stuck with me. So I thought, well, go there with an open mind, because no one's proved this. I didn't know what it was. But no one's proved it doesn't work, so it may work. So you go through what he calls hypnosis.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Yeah. Please do. Yeah. Go on. Expand on that.
Well, you're watching in the movies hypnotising people. It's nothing like that.
Well, what is it like? Because I've never been hypnotised.
Well, it's...
Do you lie on a couch, for instance?
No, I just sat in a chair.
Yeah.
And you close your eyes.
Yeah.
Listen to his voice.
Yeah. It's a very soothing voice, I must admit. Yes. Yeah. Yep.
And you think at any time that you can open your eyes, but you can't. And then he takes you through. The good thing about it is you don't relive your experiences.
Yeah.
You put them into categories.
Yeah.
And then you put those categories into certain places. And you do this with your mind, with your eyes closed.
Yes.
And you are very relaxed.
Yeah.
And you're pointing into thin air. Now, it's a bit weird because...
No, go on, yeah.
You're pointing at... You've got to put things in boxes.
Yeah.
So you point at certain boxes.
Okay, yep.
But when they replay it back, you are actually pointing in the areas that.
Okay.
So your mind must direct your hand somewhere. So.
Yeah. I think Costa explained, and I don't get it at all, a bit, you know, too.
He even calls it mumbo jumbo.
So what hope have we got?
What hope is us just mere mortals got?
Yeah, but Costa did explain about the subconscious and how we have no control over that, and Costa can help us with our subconscious, and I really like that idea. Some of the things that he explained to me, I've never ever had anybody explain it in such layman's terms before, and really, it made sense.
It does. I got to know, we call him the mad scientist up in Airlie Beach.
Yeah.
He was a German.
Yeah.
Worked for the CIA and
yeah.
a mate of mine did Google him and you can't, it's got his name and that's it. So he said some of what he's telling us might be right.
Yeah.
He was a physicist. Mm. Anyway, he explained, you know, we've got so many, how many dimensions have we got? Is this three or four dimensions that we've got?
You're speaking to the uneducated. I have no idea.
Shape, light, all this.
Yeah,
He said the next dimension that they would, he said there's more than, he said there's 20 dimensions.
Okay, yep.
The next dimension we will get, and he said it's thousands of years away from happening, is we will, our subconscious will, we will be able to actually link that to our DNA.
Yeah.
Because he explained déjà vu, which is that.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just said, well, déjà vu is actually our subconscious saying in your 26 years, that million years of DNA, this actually has happened to you.
Mm.
But he said, we've got no idea now how to link the two.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
your subconscious does, but.
Mm.
We've got no idea how to control.
And somehow Costa gets into that, let's say, that first level of subconscious.
Yes.
And, I just liked how he explained it. And so when you were hypnotized, what happened? Like, how long were you under hypnosis for?
Well, as long as he decided.
I suppose you'd know, would you?
Well, Pat went and got the car washed. Did a bit of shopping.
Okay.
I think she went and had a slap on the pokey somewhere. And I rang her up and she said, no, I've just pulled up out the front.
Okay.
It was probably 2 hours later.
Yeah, okay, right.
But he actually said at the time, no, that's enough for today.
Okay. And was that the session or?
That was the main session.
Okay. And you remember everything about it, do you?
Not now, but I remember a lot about it.
Okay, righto.
A lot of stuff that actually comes up never came up with the psychologists.
Okay.
They were, I suppose, things that had been locked away for
20 years. I think Costa said that things happen to us as kids that we don't realise are traumatic. Like
He doesn't talk about more or less the kid stuff. He talks about experiences in police force.
Okay.
But even that, like I've had 30 years, so there's naturally there's a lot of stuff that's...
And didn't he say, and is it true that he doesn't, like with all the psychiatrists and psychologists,
you keep telling it time and correct,
but apparently with this you don't.
No, you don't. You put shapes to it, so you don't talk about it. You put a shape and a colour and...
Gee, that sounds different, doesn't it?
And how traumatic it was, and then you point to this imaginary box in your head.
Wow.
And that's then... compartmentalised in that box.
Yeah.
And then...
Did you and Costa happen to have a couple of chuffs of marijuana during this at all?
No.
No, I don't mean that. But that does sound bizarre, doesn't it?
It is.
Like to explain that now, you think, wow, that is really different. But tell me about what happened when you left.
Well, we're driving home and Pat just goes, well, how do you? I said, I don't know whether it's a bit of a placebo effect, but I said, I feel actually good. I said, you want to go and get a few drinks? And mind you, we're on the Golden Valley Highway.
Yeah, yeah.
Go and get a few drinks and book into a motel for the night if you want.
Yeah.
And you just feel good. Yeah. I felt good. He explained, he said, listen, this it might work this time. It might take a week. It might take... And Rob Lezard said, I think it took him 5 or 6 days, and he woke up one morning, looked out the window, and geez, the world's a beautiful place.
Mm.
Well, with me, it was probably within an hour.
Wow. Yeah.
You know how you get that really good feeling inside for no reason at all?
Yeah.
That's how it was.
But there is a reason, isn't there?
There is a reason.
You would have to put that down to Costa's session, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
There's no other reason for – there's no other explanation. Yeah.
Yeah. It was amazing.
And so since then?
Well, what you do – before you do the session, you fill out a questionnaire.
Yes, yep.
And you're graded as to your degree of PTSD.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then after that, you go back for the second session and you fill out the same questionnaire.
Mm.
And it's probably been that long. Well, I couldn't remember.
No.
You remember a couple of the questions.
Mm.
But so you basically fill it out, honestly.
Mm.
And the difference in the answers was unbelievable.
Really? So you did the answers before you did the session?
Yes.
And then?
2 months later or 3 months later.
Really? And it was that?
Market difference.
God, that's incredible.
He said, really? He said, we'll do this, but he said, I don't think you need it.
Mm.
So we did another session. And
So I suppose I'm going to ask you, what would you say to other people who are thinking that I've tried everything and I'm just not getting...
Oh, just go in with an open mind and do it. Because as we know, it doesn't get any worse. So this isn't going to make it worse.
No.
And there's every chance it's going to start to help you get better. You won't get over it because, as we know, it's a permanent injury.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you can put it in a small corner of your brain, which is what this does, and let the other part of your brain work.
So do you still put it, like, let's say... the cot death, I'm sorry, but let's go back to that. So obviously it's still sad and it still affects you, but when do you put it back in that little
box?
Like when we were talking
it's
about
compartmentalized.
It. Correct.
That's the theory behind it.
Yeah.
I think.
So you subconsciously, you wouldn't be human if it didn't affect you, but you are subconsciously putting it in that box, and are you making
really,
that shape
you really
and all?
Think about it
yeah,
those
okay,
days.
Right, yeah.
Really?
Until some knucklehead like me comes along.
Well, like I said before, half of bloody Tokemall's retired coppers. Now, whether they're Victorian or New South, look, I've just got to know this bloke, and we've got a link because he owns a few racehorses, and I've got shares in a few.
Yeah.
And he was a copper from Gosford.
Yep.
And ripping bloke, absolutely ripping bloke.
Yep.
So we have a few beers and catch up and talk horses and talk bullshit.
Mm.
And he went out under similar circumstances.
Mm.
And so the town's full of us. Full of a cop. Every second bloke you meet having a beer, oh, yeah, I was in the Victoria. I was in New South. You've surrounded. It's not like you've come to a town and you're completely devoid of contact with your past. Your past is there a fair bit, and you just feel totally comfortable with it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, all I can say is great work. It's great to hear a good story. Well, a positive story about PTSD, because you hear a lot of really bad stuff.
Yeah, well, mate of mine, I think he's a senior sergeant at the moment, and he rings me up on the way home from work, and I said, mate, you just, he's killing himself.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot that are, and it's that, would you agree it's that stigma that, you know, for instance, he's a senior sergeant, he's a man, he's got to be able to handle this.
He's seeing a psychologist at the moment once a month. You're putting your head into the noose.
Yeah.
Continually, mate.
Yeah, and he only needs one more, doesn't he? And it doesn't need to be a huge, as we both said, the things that pushed us over the edge, they weren't.
Nothing.
No, that's right, but our bottle was full.
He comes up here a lot,
and
his wife came up with him last time. She said, I can understand why he comes up here.
Yeah.
Now she's come with him.
Yeah.
But a couple of times ago he's come up and we had a few beers and he went to bed and took him 2 days just to wind down.
But the stress just builds and builds, doesn't it?
You've done 30 years, mate.
Yeah, come on. That's right. Why don't we put up our hand and, like, even now we think that we're making inroads, but we're not, because there's your mate who, it's nearly killing him. His wife knows.
All he wants to do is jump and drive interstate trucks.
Yeah.
That's
why
what he
does?
Wants to do.
Yeah. Why doesn't
just look
he?
Look at the white line.
Oh God. Anyway, look, Neil. Thank you so much for your time today, and good luck with everything in the future. And for everybody, come up to the Tokenwall
Tourist Park.
Yeah, it's magic.
It is.
Just not those corellas.
No bloody corellas.
All right. Thanks again, Neil.
No worries, Laurel. Lovely to meet you.
Thank you. Likewise. As you've probably noticed, we've moved to a new platform called Acast. I think that's the right expression, I've got no idea. And my previous reviews haven't transferred over. I need reviews. Could you do me a favour and put up a review? And thank you so much for your support and patronage. With your help, I can give you that little bit extra. Thanks.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.